This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following production is part of the We Be Geeks podcast collective.
From days long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe, comes a legend.
The dream that came through a million years, that lived on through all the tears.
It came here, the Fandom Nexus.
Fabulous secret powers were revealed to our host as he plugged in his microphone.
I have a podcast!
Here he is, your Spider-Pan, Jeremy.
Hello, hello, greetings. I've got something very special for you this week that I'm delighted to share. Had an awful lot of fun gathering the content for you this week. Or on this particular day, basically for those of you that have stuck around, the Disney fans that are still here, and even some Disney fans that might want to come back and check this out, I've got something very special for you this week. I made yet another trip over to Marceline, Missouri, you know, Walt's boyhood home before the family moved down here to Kansas City, where I live. I live in Gladstone, but yeah, I'm just right outside of the main area of Kansas City. But in Marceline, they had what they were calling celebrating a moment in time with the Walt Disney Hometown Museum, something brought together with Citizen. Citizen being a clockmaking company or a watchmaking company. They had an event in Marceline that was also a D23 event where they were presenting clocks, or at least one clock that is a identical piece to what is in Walt Disney World, and they had one that they wanted to bring and give to the city of Marceline, but the only condition was they had to make an event of it, and they certainly did. And so I was able to attend that event as a member of the press due to my position at KQ2, a ABC affiliate television station in Marceline. In St. Joseph, but I was able to go to Marceline. I spoke with our news director and said, hey, there's this thing going on. I don't know if you guys consider it newsworthy, but there's this thing going on in Marceline on Saturday. He says, yeah, that's definitely newsworthy, but I don't have anybody to cover it because we didn't have any reporters available for Saturday. And I said, well, I'll gladly go. I go to Marceline a lot. So I got to work some overtime on Saturday there and spent the day over in Marceline covering this event. I interviewed some attendees. I got to interview a fella from Citizen. Where did I put all my business cards? They're probably in my wallet, and I don't have my wallet with me. But everybody's names are mentioned in the clips that I'm going to share with you. I've got a series basically of video clips. And so here on the audio podcast, you're going to hear the audio. I am for maybe perhaps a limited time going to have these up on YouTube and have the video up there. But I may turn the videos after they've been on YouTube for a while into Patreon exclusives. To where if you want to see the video version of this podcast, you're going to have to go there. I might do that. I don't know. I haven't decided because part of me was like, ooh, I should make this a Patreon exclusive. But I want to be able to just share this with everyone, though. So I don't know that I'll ever make it a Patreon exclusive. But yeah, if you join our Patreon, I do appreciate that. And I am working on having some bit more exclusive things just specifically for Patreon, mainly getting to hear these episodes without ads. And because there will be some ads that will pop up. You heard some at the beginning, at the end, and I'll, you know, if I find some good places in the middle of an episode, I will put ads in the middle of it as well. So if you are listening to the audio, you heard some ads. And if you want to get away from those ads, become a Patreon subscriber and you will get a new RSS feed that has ad-free episodes. So But I've got a lot of fun things to share with you, and I think what we're going to start with is some of the interviews that I had with some of the people that were attending the event. So I've got their names on there because those of you who are watching this on YouTube, you're going to see a video of me holding the microphone, that KQ2 microphone. Of course, we want to get a pronunciation of their name and also how to spell it. But I've edited out there where we hear them give their names, but you won't hear them spell out their names. And I've also edited out me asking questions generally off microphone. There is at least one conversation I had where I brought the microphone over to myself because like instinctually or something. But generally, I kept the microphone on them because we don't really want to hear my questions so much as what their answers are. But I'm going to play the clip for you first that has me asking the questions so you kind of get a general idea of what I'm asking. But in general, I'll go ahead and just tell you now. I was asking what it was like, you know, their experience being in Marceline with the history of it and their thoughts on that. And also, how special is it to them about the clocks coming in? And I did come up with a few additional questions when I had like Brad Iwan, the voice of Mickey Mouse. Yes, that's coming later. And some other people I was able to speak with. But we'll start with some of the interviews. And then I've got two different events that happened while I was there that I will share the audio with you. Or if you happen to be watching this, the video of this, you'll get to see video of this. So first, let's hear some of those interviews.
Susie Doris.
And Michael Doris.
St. Peter's, Missouri.
St. Peter's, St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah, right outside St. Louis. I know.
Hey, there you go.
So what's it like being here in Marceline visiting?
It feels historic, honestly, you know, being around all the legacy and the history here of Walt. Even though he was only here for a portion of his life, it still seems like a big deal.
The impact.
The impact. And, yeah.
Yes, and I'm very comfortable with being around people just like me.
That's true.
You know, we're kind of a special breed, so.
Yes, I've seen Facebook people do different things. Disney adults. This is all the signs and symptoms of Disney adults.
Yes. So,
even though we have kids, we are still a Disney adult.
Yes. Yes.
Well, Walt called adult just grown-up kids.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There you go. Plus, I have on my wall, I have grow wise, grow strong, never grow up. So, yeah. Kind of live by it. Anyways, I got to get back to... I'm chatty, okay? So, what was the other thing? So what is it? What does it kind of mean to you having some clocks that are actually the same type that are in Walt Disney World coming into Marceline?
Oh, it's amazing. It's really cool to see them all around in different forms, all around the park, all around the museum. And then it's the same ones that we see at Disney World. And so I think it's pretty cool, like going back and forth.
And this is our first time here in Marceline, so really it's kind of all new to us, the clocks and everything, and the entire city itself. So it's nice to see that there's also a ceremony going on at the same time. We're definitely glad to be here for it.
What's the coolest thing you've gotten to see in town so far?
Wow.
I like the flags, the older flags, and a lot of, you know, we just started through the museum, but that's really awesome. And I remember when I went out to Main Street, I stood at the very top of the hill looking down on it, and I took a picture of it because you can tell this is where he got the idea for what Main Street USA is in the park.
Yes, agree. It's the, you know, you see it in the cartoons, you see it in the parks, you see it in all his earlier works. You see that Main Street, you see that silhouette that he imagined and then took it for where it is today.
Coke Corner yet?
Yes,
we did. I know.
I think it's restoring
the Cokes too.
Yeah, and the little Cokes are really nice little touch.
I haven't seen little Cokes.
Yeah, the little Coke bottle. Yeah, the little big glass bottle.
Yeah, it's the old,
like the old vintage
like,
style.
What is it? 6 ounces, glass Coke bottles. That was a very good touch. And then they have the kids, and they have the kids in the soda hats, and they're in the little soda old time like trolley cart, and not, you know, something like that, where they're dressed up like soda pop, you know, the old soda fountain type of people, like when
yes.
Yeah, with the paper hats and the whole nine yards, and then giving you your soda, and they're popping it with the bottle opener and stand back, and it was like, you know, just like they did back in the soda pop days. So.
Okay, I gotta go over there.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Yes. So I'm David Young. Yeah. So we came out to Marceline to come and see Walt Disney's hometown. Obviously, that's what Main Street USA is based off of. My wife has been a longtime goer of Disneyland. She brought me into this world when we got married. It's always been a special thing for her and her family. So we just we decided to come out here and just see where, you know, Walt got his start and where he, you know, some of his original inspiration came from. Coming from a small town like I did out in Lubbock, Texas, called Idaloo, I remember when we got a clock and it was a huge deal for everyone. It just, it makes you feel special. You know, it adds something nice to a town, especially, you know, small town America. A lot of these small towns are kind of disappearing. So it's kind of cool when, you know, especially if you're a resident, to see something new come in. And it's just exciting. And if it's to commemorate someone who was, you know, a big name in your town, it's even better.
Logan Allison, I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. It's really interesting to see all the parts of Disney's history that we don't normally hear about, to see the really early stuff. And just had some of these items that you can kind of just look at. It's like, it's really, I mean, he was like here and it's really cool.
All right. Now I'm going to keep this somewhat in order to some degree of some different events. And now is a very special presentation that, I had contacted one of my contacts there in town. In fact, Sumner, those of you who are at Planet Comic Con to see our panels, or I think I've shared the audio of those, but Sumner, who was at those panels, alerted me that there was an event going on in the park over by the train that I was going to definitely want to get out there and cover. What was fun is I'm glad I brought two cameras with me. I had one of our news cameras out there set up in a corner of the museum to do the interviews. And then I had a DSLR camera that I was able to, you know, I lock my elbows in and I try to lock in to get a steady shot. That way I'm not taking up too much extra space. And I just had to get the audio that I got from that camera. So I was able to get audio of these events. But here's the first one here. This, I'm not going to tell you what all happened at this event, but we had some special guests arrive.
Happy to see you. 117 years ago, a family packed up their belongings and took the journey from Chicago to Marceline, Missouri. Like so many others, they found promise in this treasured landscape, and the two boys from this family grew up on a farm just right outside of town. And this would be the change of the world forever. The town of Marceline is beyond thrilled and honored to welcome you all to this celebration. And just exactly what are we celebrating? The one simple story of a family who traveled here and cultivated a legacy that now spans worldwide. Marceline is honored to be host to a history unlike any other, and we're beyond grateful to the team at Disney, D23, and the Walt Disney Archives for putting together this moment for all of us to share. And speaking of the Disney team, I would like to now introduce to you all a special guest of Marceline. He is the head of the official Disney fan club and an ultimate Disney fan himself, Mr. Michael Fargo.
Woo! Michael! Yay, Michael!
Probably cut the dance routine, but that's okay. Thank you. It is very humbling to be here with all of you today. And I don't think when the Disney brothers were growing up here that they would ever think that they would be that we would all be coming back over a century later to celebrate the things that they've done for so many others across the globe. And I just want to call out the fact that none of us would be here celebrating were it not for the Disney family and the foundation that Marceline provided them all those years ago. I want to thank the entire city of Marceline and all the incredible and amazing volunteers that have been helping out, especially today, for this amazing event, and for preserving this legacy for generations now, and for welcoming us all, the fans, the celebrators, with open arms. Our partners at Citizen, all of our D23 members, Disney fans, special guests, and everyone from around the world, thank you so much for celebrating with us. The city of Marceline has been making magic for travelers and historians who have come from all around to catch a glimpse of where the magic started. And I'm pleased to introduce to you another preserver of the magic. She's been carefully curating and collecting the stories of Disney for almost 34 years, and we owe a great deal of gratitude to her for the story she's been helping to preserve. So please welcome my good friend and the director of the Walt Disney Archives, Becky Klein. Come on up.
Becky! Becky! Oh my goodness, my favorite.
Yeah.
Big fan!
So Becky, it's only 100 years, but when you count Marceline, it's like 117 years,
Exactly.
Amazing.
Exactly. And I'm still trying to figure out how it managed to be here for 34 years myself. That still stuns me. Thank you so much, Michael, and everybody else for having us here. You know, it's really incredible to be part of something that has lasted a century. I think anything that lasts that long is amazing. And the Walt Disney Company now has been here for 100 years, and even before that, from 1923 is when the company started, but of course it really started here in 1906.
That's right. And you think about the time since then. Look at everything that's happened at the Walt Disney Company. We've had amazing stories, movies, characters, television shows, comic books,
theme parks.
Oh yeah, those too. Yeah, there's so many things, right?
It's crazy. Yeah. You know, and I think it's really amazing to think that this all started with two boys who grew up on a small farm in the Midwest, and those two came off the farm and made history and made such an impact on the entire world. They're known worldwide. They're some of the most famous people in the United States, and I think it all started right here. It's pretty amazing. I just wanted to explain that, you know, at the Walt Disney Archives, where I work, we are dedicated to preserving the legacy of Walt Disney and Roy Disney. And we dedicate our work to preserving the history of the Walt Disney Company. And it's very apparent that the legacy of our company is rooted in what began here in Marceline.
What lessons did they leave us?
You know, Walt and Roy left us so many lessons. There's just so many things that we can learn from studying their history. But I think two of the most important things, and things that I feel are important, is that they never forgot where they came from. They always looked to their own roots, and they always made a point to share their own history and their own origins with the world while still looking towards the future.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, I think we have a very special guest here with us.
We do. We have a special guest that some of you know, and those of you who haven't, you have a big treat in store. She's lived in Marceline her entire life, and she's now a key stakeholder in upholding the incredible legacy of Disney at the Walt Disney Family Museum. So please welcome Kay Mallins. Yay! Yay! G23 friends, and all of our friends from all over. Give yourself a hand. How amazing is this to be celebrating together in this town, Walt Disney's town? We're so excited about that.
And I think they'd be thrilled that we were here in Ripley Park with you.
I think so too.
So I want to ask Kay, your legacy is entwined with not only Disney, but with the Disney family itself. Can you tell us a little bit about what that's like for you?
Yeah.
And tell us about it.
It is. And actually, my father and Walt Disney were friends. They met in 1956. And Walt was planning on having not a theme park here, but he wanted to own his boyhood home farm. He said, there'll come a day when a child will not know what an acre of land is. There'll come a day when a child will not know what happens when you put a seed in the ground. So his idea was to have a 1900s working farm here in Marceline with Disney educational values. And that's how they met. And he had my dad buy the farm for him.
because he said he could buy it cheaper than he could. And so the last 10 years of Walt Disney's life, he spent a lot of time coming and going from Marceline. He truly held us in his heart.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, speaking of the heart of this town, I think, is the Family Museum. And I know there is something at the museum that actually came from Walt himself, that he donated to the Walt Disney Elementary School here in Marceline. And you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. When Walt came back to dedicate Walt Disney Elementary School here in Marceline, he brought several amazing gifts. One was a flagpole that had flown flags at the Squaw Valley Olympics in California. Another was a flag that flew over Sleeping Beauty's castle at Disneyland. And the other one was an orange Mickey flag.
Sounds familiar. Any children there know anything about that?
I think you see them over there.
That's wonderful. And so we wanted to thank you for being such a great steward of the Disney history here with the museum, taking care of the history on this part of the country. And we'd like to invite a few familiar friends up to help us out with our next token of gratitude. So please join me as in recognition of this anniversary as a gift to the city of Marceline. We would like to invite Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse.
Since we've had the world famous Mickey and Minnie Mouse here in Marceline, so what an honor, what a treasure!
Yay!
Okay, on behalf of this, on behalf of all of us at the Walt Disney Company, in celebration of our 100 year history, we would like to present to you a platinum version of the flag that Walt gave to the city.
Oh my God! Wow.
Yes, as well. So we hope you open this, I hope we got it right side up when we do open it. So let's see what we got. Ah, there you go.
This reflects on an inspiring century. And one thing I wanted to tell you, Kay, while you're hugging, you don't have to hug
me. I'm sorry, I got a hug.
Yes, one of the things we did is this flag was actually flown over the Walt Disney Studio. We filmed it and everything just for you, so you'll be able to see it. But we flew it on a very special flagpole. You mentioned that Walt had donated one to the Walt Disney Disney Elementary School. And it is a flagpole from the Squaw Valley Olympics. And we have one at the studio, so we flew it on that flagpole.
Yes!
For you.
Yes. Yay!
We hope that this reflects on an inspiring century, both here in Marceline and for the Walt Disney Company. And we just hope it inspires all of you to continue dreaming just like they did.
Yay! Woo! Come here, baby.
You're good. You got to see the even.
You're going to welcome back up to me.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, and we would like to have our mayor, Ms. Sally Buck, come back up. She has a very special gift to the Walt Disney Company from the city of Marceline.
Thank you, Kay. Marceline is a city where dreamers come to expand their horizons and build a brighter tomorrow. All of you who have joined us here today came here just as Walt and Roy did 117 years ago, with ambitions, fears, and most importantly, hope for the future. Today, the city of Marceline would like to recognize a dreamer in all of you by declaring you all honorary Marceline citizens.
Yay!
Yay! And Mickey and Minnie, that certainly does include you as well. And I do have an official proclamation that I'm going to read. and it goes. It's somewhat lengthy, so bear with me here. Okay. Lost it. All right, whereas, there's a lot of that. Whereas D23 is the official Disney fan club for Walt Disney Company. And whereas, founded in 2009, the organization is known mainly for its biannual exposition events known as the D23 Expo, and has become known as the ultimate Disney fan event. And whereas, the name D23 refers to D for Disney and 23 for 1923, which is the year that Walt Disney founded the company. And whereas, the D23 event showcases how deeply the Walt Disney Company is woven into the cultural fabric of at an international level. And whereas, the city of Marceline is proud to host the 2023 D23 event in honor of 100 years of the Walt Disney Company. Now, therefore, the city of Marceline, Missouri, I, Sally Buck, by virtue of the authority vested in me as mayor of the city of Marceline, Missouri, do hereby declare that on this date, June 3, 2023, honorary citizenship is bestowed to all D23 members worldwide.
Yay!
And further proclaim today to be D23 Day. In recognition of the 100th anniversary of the Walt Disney Company in the city of Marceline, and I encourage all citizens of Marceline and Disney fans around the world to recognize the achievements and the contributions of Walt Disney to the world. Marceline, Missouri is the hometown of imagination, creativity, and magic, and it is now proud to be the official hometown in the hearts of all Disney fans.
Woo!
And although a lot of you may be leaving Marceline soon, we hope you carry its legacy just like Walt and Roy did.
Woo!
Okay, so this is the next event, and then I'll play you a little bit more interview content that I actually got to speak to Brett Iwan after it. But before we get to this next event, here is a conversation I got to have with Robert from Citizen about this event that was right before the dedication of the clock. And I'll play, of course, the audio of that right afterwards. And then I'll come back and we'll hear from Brett Iwan.
It's Sydney Green.
Hunter Landau.
I work at Disney and he comes and visits every weekend. We actually met at D23 Expo in 2019 and now we just hang out all the time.
It's amazing, really. I mean, you know, seeing where Walt grew up and everything from the beginning and seeing, you know, moving to California and knowing even California in the 60s compared to Marceline is just, it must have been culture shock going. I couldn't imagine hopping on that train and going to see from a little town like this to California.
Well, I'm a cast member at Walt Disney World, so we always talk about Walt's story and the history of the Walt Disney Company, but it's amazing for me to actually see it for myself now, because we can preach about it all we want, but just to be here and feel it for yourself is really, really special.
It's interesting to see it will be very interesting to see the whole dedication ceremony. You know, they have the clock on Main Street USA at Magic Kingdom, and this looks almost identical to that clock. So it'd be cool for the residents of Marceline, if they can't make it to a Disney park, they just go to their town center and see a clock very similar to what they have in the parks.
I'm going to be honest, when I came here today, I didn't really know what was in store, but it's really special to be a part of all these ceremonies, especially the one that we had out in the park earlier with Mickey and Minnie, and then the clock. It all just kind of brings it together because, you know, it really, most people know Marceline is kind of Walt's town, but now we're really tying it together with the clock.
Robert Goldberg. So this is my third visit to Marceline, and I must say, from my first visit to now, in really planning this event, I can't be more proud than to be here today on June 3rd to celebrate this momentous occasion with Disney, with the Walt Disney Hometown Museum, every partner here in Marceline. It is just amazing. The history here, the authenticity, and to be honest, the friendliness, it is just so exciting. We get to walk down the street and everyone waves. Everyone is just so happy, and putting this event together with all of them has been such an amazing experience, and for us as citizen, that we could not be more proud. So we decided, as part of the 100th celebration of the Walt Disney Company, to tell the decade story of Disney. And so at D23 Expo, we actually debuted a clock you could walk into. And each marker, starting with two, represented a different decade. And markers 11, 12, and 1 featured the replica of the Walt Disney World Main Street clock. And once the event was over, you know, we actually, prior to, but we reached out to Kay at the Walt Disney Hometown Museum and said, listen, would you like to, you know, have this clock? And of course she was like, what, we can have it? And I said, absolutely, but we have to do something really cool around it. So that's why we're here today, June 3rd, and we've had an amazing time. We're about halfway through the day, but it's been exciting, and it's just so great to see everything come together.
You can cheer for us.
Thank you all for taking the time to join us today in this inspirational, historic town of Marceline, Missouri. We at Citizen are enamored by the endless support everyone from this town has shown, not just us, but the museum and this entire day. What started out as a simple clock dedication has blossomed into a true moment in time and a story to tell for years to come. All of you here today are creating a memory that will last forever.
Now that Marceline has become the official hometown to the D23 fan club, we also want to thank and welcome the fans from D23 that have traveled to be here with us and celebrate. Becoming an honorary citizen of Marceline and dedicating June 3rd as the official date means so much to this town, its people, and all of you that support Disney and the Walt Disney Hometown Museum.
In honor of the Walt Disney and his hometown, we at Citizen are privileged to be able to donate this iconic clock replica designed by the same vendor, Electric Time, that created the clocks you see today in Disney parks. This larger-than-life, fully working clock not only brings a special piece of the Disney parks to Marceline, but further enhances the story that Walt started here in his hometown.
The notable Main Street USA clock has truly stood the test of time. Every minute is magic. It may have started out as a simple park structure outside of a watch and clock shop, but quickly became a recognizable monument. The Main Street USA clock was not only noticed, but soon became a photo op for many guests visiting the park. It was noticed when it was removed for updates. It was recognized when it was returned to its honored location. And it will be credited here now in Marceline at the Walt Disney Hometown Museum Garden. We feel honored to continue to be a part of that story and hope to create many more stories as we continue down this path with the Walt Disney Hometown Museum and the Walt Disney Company.
There is a very special quote by Walt that sums up how we aim to grow in this relationship and will continue to find new ways to storytell to those that have made the brand what it is today, the fans. We keep moving forward, opening new doors, and doing new things because we're curious, and curiosity keeps leading us down new paths.
As the official timekeeper of Walt Disney World Resort, Citizen dedicates this Main Street USA clock to the Walt Disney Hometown Museum and to the fans, the visitors, and most importantly, the townspeople of Marceline. We know that this is just the beginning of a blossoming relationship between Citizen and Marceline and cannot wait to see what's in store next.
Before we cut this ribbon, we want to introduce some very special people standing up here with us today. Julie Sherman, our president of the board of the Walt Disney Hometown Museum. Kay Mallins, executive director at the Walt Disney Hometown Museum. Councilwoman Sally Buck, mayor of Marceline. And the Walt Disney Hometown Museum board of directors standing with us today.
Thank you all for being such a support on this journey and understanding that storytelling is not just at the heart of Marceline and your town, but also with us at Citizen. Thank you all again for joining us today. Now let's celebrate this moment in time and make it official.
Yay!
All right, let's cut the ribbon.
Come on, guys.
Keep pulling, Robert.
I'm pulling.
Julie, grab your scissors.
They said it grew since yesterday. It's bigger than we were. Yeah.
Here we are!
You can open them.
They don't actually cut them.
It's
symbolic. Are we doing a countdown?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, so as we wrap this show up, we didn't do a lot of our normal things. There are some trailers I want to talk to you about. I did get a chance to watch a couple of movies actually this week that are now on streaming services that I can share my views, and I didn't get a chance to go see the new Spider-Man movie this week. Did not, I said, just in case you didn't understand me. I realize sometimes I'm mumbly, but I hope to be able to see that by next episode, and so we'll talk about that movie. And there's also an exhibit here in town I really want to get to that's a Spider-Man exhibit. That has a lot of stuff from the comics and movies, and I'm hoping to get out to that. I think it's sticking around mainly throughout the summer, and I would like to be able to go there and be able to tell you about that as well. But we need to wrap this up, so I want to ask you to visit NeverlandPodcast.com, where you can see right there on the front page, those of you that with a podcast, if you want to hear your reviews from around the world and be able to collect them all, you'll find a thing for My Podcast Reviews right there for a very, very nice, a very affordable fee. You can collect all this, get a nice subscription there. I do recommend the service. It's a very great, great service. Which, hey, you know what? You can actually leave a review even right there. There's links for that. But I'll get to see it wherever they're at. So we do want to, as we do every week, thank Karen Kennedy, Ricky Pope of Christian Nerds Unite, and Darren Wilhite of the Wilhite and Wall Show for helping me out with the intro of the show. Remind you, of course, that you can get in touch with us at podcast@neverlandpodcast.com. Let me know what you thought of all this out there. Or let me know, hey, if you're a D23 member, were you out there at the event? You, of course, can find us on Twitter and Facebook. We have both a fan page for you to like and a group page, which I'm trying to get more conversation going on in the group page. Don't forget also at NeverlandPodcast.com, you can join the Neverlanders, become an official Lost Boy or Pixie. Why do we have Lost Boys and Pixies? Because girls are too clever and they don't get lost. And also you will find links through to our Patreon page there. It's patreon.com/NeverlandPodcast. And of course, hey, you know what? I have t-shirts and, well, designs that I think you can get more than just t-shirts. If you go to our website and look for shop there in the menu, you can go to our, what is that, TeePublic? I can't remember where I have my shop through, but you can get mugs and all kinds of stuff with different little designs on there, which I have some more designs I need to get on there. And all that, of course, I get a little bit back from everything, and everything helps to support the show and keep this show going. But until next time, get lost in an adventure. We'll see you next time.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.